Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dr. Carrie McCreary, co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital. Dr. McCreary, thanks for joining us again.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I have come across a couple of things I wanted to talk to you about, and we'll see if we get to both of them. Frisco City Council has adopted some new regulations for pet stores there. Do you, as a veterinarian, do you have some thoughts on pet stores and how they are operated and people buying dogs and cats and what have you from pet stores?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had good experiences with animals coming from there. And I think part of it is just the disconnect. I mean, you have people that are in the pet store and they have this really, you know, impulsive decisions to buy this cute puppy or whatever, or they get it because they're quote-unquote saving it because it looks sick or unhappy in a cage, but they don't know anything about the history of it. You know, it's kind of just been like a buyer beware market, and people are paying thousands of dollars for these puppies.
Mm-hmm.
And Frisco recently had an investigation by the Humane Society that was undercover and saw a lot of those animals were really sick. I mean, people are paying upwards of $6,000-$8,000 for sick puppies, and they're leaving, and you know, they're passing away or whatever. So it's a pretty crazy market, and I don't like it, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm sure there are pet stores that are quite reputable, but there have been problems with the puppy mills in particular, and how careful each pet store or each chain is to avoid those puppy mills, in particular with dogs.
I mean, anytime you have, I mean, if you're going to get a purebred dog, then you go to a breeder, you get to do your research, you should be seeing where those dogs are raised, the parents, the health testing, look at the environment. Right now you're having dogs that are possibly coming from puppy mills all over the country. They're getting shipped in, they're stressed. And then you also have dogs where, you know, they may be coming from five or six different puppy mills and locations. They're all stressed. Some may be sick. And then they're, boom, they're all mixing together at this one new spot. It's a recipe for disease and disaster.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't know of any pet stores in Hunt County, at least not in Commerce and Greenville, that I can think of offhand.
We don't have any here, thankfully.
Yeah. Now, so what Frisco is doing, they are just a long list of this. This is quite a comprehensive ordinance that they passed. But at the top of the list, they require microchip implants for dogs and cats. I suppose you think that's a good thing.
Yeah, and actually, I think most of them already were microchipped whenever they went whenever they went home. But yeah, I mean, really, that list, it looks really comprehensive. And basically, it's just trying to, there's been a huge uprising of people in the city after that investigation that are saying, you know, this is out of control. We don't want this in our city. This is deplorable conditions. They're just trying to give themselves more reach that when there is a problem, they can go in and address it. Because the way the ordinance was before, their hands were kind of tied, you know, as far as this being a business and treating the animals like they are merchandise. That's kind of how it was before. And so now they're trying to give themselves a little bit more power to handle the situation if it gets out of hand again.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dr. Carrie McCreary with the Greenville Animal Hospital. Right now we're talking about a story that the Frisco City Council has passed some fairly comprehensive new city laws, ordinances having to do with pet stores there. One thing, it requires dogs and cats to be at least 8 weeks old before being sold.
Yeah, and you know, I read that and I was like, that's great that they put that in there. But truthfully, if you look at the laws of Texas, in Texas, whether it's a breeder in a backyard or a pet store like Petland or Frisco, legally they should not and are not allowed to be selling animals, I believe, less than 8 weeks old. It may even be 9 weeks.
So that's already in effect at the state level.
It's already in effect.
I see.
Most people don't know about that.
I see. It also, this ordinance in Frisco requires a pet store to provide a documented on-site visit by a licensed veterinarian at least once per week.
That is the thing I'm most excited about. Yeah.
At least once per week.
At least once per week, because I think what's happening a lot of times is things, it's kind of a slippery slope, and they have medications there, and, you know, employees are so used to dosing out antibiotics and dewormers and all of those things that it gets a little bit out of hand, right? And then vets aren't actually having a lot of oversight there. So having them go once a week is going to help with looking at sick animals and providing more accountability.
Mm-hmm. Your recommendation, that I guess for people who go to a pet store, they're more so looking for a purebred animal. Obviously, you can go to a shelter and get a stray and a rescue pet, and that's a great thing to do. But I guess
right. And the reality is, for pet stores, they are not targeting that person that is looking for a Labrador Retriever because they've wanted a lab and they've researched the breed. They're targeting those people that went in for a bag of dog food and they see a $7,000 French Bulldog that they fall in love with.
Boy, but you
right. That's the issue with the pet stores, and that's what's hard about it.
I see. And so if someone wants that purebred dog, you recommend they go directly to reputable breeders?
Absolutely. You need to go to a reputable breeder, see the parents, see the health testing, and any breeder that is a good one, they're going to share all that information with you. It shouldn't be like pulling teeth to get vaccine records and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And they can be looked up online, I presume.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess maybe you might even help people with that, I suppose, if they were to contact you.
Yeah, some people do. We talk about what breed would best fit their family, and then we look for, you know, maybe a reputable breeder, or sometimes they'll have me research them or whatever. I mean, you just have to do your due diligence and make sure that you are getting the animal that you want and one that's healthy as well.
All right, very good. Carrie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line again.
Yeah, anytime.
Dr. Carrie McCreary with the Greenville Animal Hospital. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.